Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live on the line is Peter Kehoe, Executive Director of the New York State Sheriff's Association. Peter, thanks for being with us this morning. The State Sheriff's Association releasing a statement yesterday. Not exactly fighting back against limits on gatherings, but fighting back against the way they're being imposed. Am I reading that right?
Well, right. We don't know what the right number is. We don't know if 10 is the right number. It could be 5 or 12. But, you know, I think we'd leave that up to the science, not to the governor. But whatever the right number is, we know that the fewer interactions you have, the less likely you're to cause a spread. So we encourage people to use common sense. Don't, you know, join in big crowds. Don't have people coming from all over the country to your home. But we're not going to come in and see how many people are there. We trust your common sense, and we think that you know as much about what's good for you as the governor does.
You know, you also bring up some good questions, too. Like, if you went into a home and there were 12 people there, who are you citing, right?
Yeah, that's, you know, this is the problem with this order. It doesn't give us any details. You know, ordinarily, when you have a criminal law, it spells out, you know, exactly what conduct is prohibited, who is to be charged with that conduct, what state of mind must be present. None of those things are in this order. And if we had a functioning legislature, all of those things would have been addressed in a statute where law enforcement would know exactly what they could do, what citizens would know exactly what they could do. They would know what their criminal liability is, what their state of mind required under statute would be. None of those things are in this order, and it's not anything that law enforcement can enforce.
When looking at your statement, you're talking to the governor, basically saying it would be better to encourage citizens to use common sense, to voluntarily adhere to guidance, to use, you know, as you mentioned, that common sense and common courtesy that you've been talking about. Why do you think that hasn't been the case? And what guidance has, whether it's a sheriff's department or any level of law enforcement, received as to how you would go about enforcing this, since it's not being done that way?
Well, we've received no guidance. That's the problem. And we don't ordinarily get our guidance from, you know, orders or from press releases, which is really the way this whole thing has been handled by the governor's office. And no guidance at all. We do know pretty much that the governor's office realizes that it's unenforceable, that for us to go into people's homes would be unconstitutional. What he's really done is foisted this off on law enforcement to say no more than 10 people, and if there's more than 10 people there and people get sick over Thanksgiving, that's the sheriff's fault. And that's been his whole approach to this, to push responsibility off from him and onto the sheriffs. So this is something that we're getting pretty used to, and I think the governor just too much in love with being, you know, able to dictate rather than govern and lead. What we really need is leadership, and people in New York would follow good leadership, but I don't think they're going to follow dictatorial orders.
Peter, you know, sheriffs across the state have also been responding to hundreds, if not more, complaints of violations of shutdown orders, mainly involving businesses. Does that put the sheriff's in kind of a difficult position here when they're accompanying health inspectors to a business?
Well, it's not normally the role of law enforcement, but if it is a health department order, there are criminal sanctions spelled out in the statute for years. It's not anything new with respect to COVID. So health department orders are enforceable by law. We think they should pretty much be handled by administrative people, not by sworn police officers. But sometimes there's a risk of things getting out of hand. So law enforcement officers will accompany, you know, administrative health officers when they're trying to enforce their orders. We don't believe there's no role for the health department in this, and we don't believe that everything should be wide open. We just think that common sense should prevail and not just arbitrary numbers assigned by dictate.
Peter, thank you very much for joining us. Peter Kehoe is Executive Director of the New York State Sheriff's Association.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.